Shalom to all. Today's office called up Kovyud Gimel. We're talking about the fourth line with the word base bay. And today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Mem Tarabas Miyaka Moshe Harnish Amash and Avin Aliyah. So we just learned that when multiple pieces of meat are being salted together, none of them are bilei blood from each other because they're too busy being pilate, and all the blood drains out the kli and everything's fine. Now Ravad said that that's only with blood, but juices are different. Therefore, if a piece of kosher and non-kosher meat were salted together, the juices from the non-kosher meat do go into the kosher meat, asering it. So I think Mar tells Mesve, we have a brass that tells us Dug Tahar Shemalchim Dug Tameh. A kosher and non-kosher fish, they were salted together, mutter, it's mutter, meaning the kosher fish is mutter. Now, my love, shushne meluchim, is that referring to where both of them were salted? So we clearly see the juice from non-kosher fish do not go into the kosher fish. Where it says, that's not what the brass is referring to. Kigayin shaya tahar moliach v'tamei tafel. The brass could be referring to where the tahar fish was the salted one, whereas the tamei fish was tafel, it was not salted, and that's why the tahar fish is fine. As in, how can you say the Tony Seifa, the Seifa the brass tells us, and we're actually going to be reading the parentheses, skipping the first two words, that if the tahar fish was the salted one and the kosher was not salted, we have to add in the word mutter, it's mutter. Remember, that's a seifa. Mechlal dureisha, that's mashma dureisha, the braisa, b'shashne meluchim askinon, is talking about where both of them are salted, and still the reisha says that the kosher fish doesn't have a problem. Because I see when the kosher and non-kosher are salted together, the kosher one is okay and is not by laugh from the non-kosher one. It says the Gemara, no, perushka mefarish. The seifa the braisa is explaining the reisha. The reisha tells us, tarshim olchem dog tame mutter. We have a kosher and non-kosher fish salted together. A kosher fish is mutter. Ketzad, what's that referring to? So here's the safe of the braisa. Shahaya tahar melech v'tamei tafel. That the kosher fish was salted and the non-kosher fish wasn't salted. And achinam sabar, it's actually logical to say that. If you want to say that the reisha of the braisa is referring to where both of them are salted and still the kosher fish is okay, well, hasha shnei meluchim shari. Now that you're saying that both of them are salted, still the kosher one is permitted. Well, tahar melech v'tamei tafel mibaya. If only the tahar one is salted, but the kosher one is not salted, you wouldn't even say the kosher one is okay? Of course it's fine. So it must be that really the Sefer the Brashah is simply explaining the Reisha, telling us that when only the kosher one is salted, it remains fine, but that's mashma, that if both of them are salted, including the non-kosher one, then the kosher one does absorb aser flavors. It says the Gemara, not a Raya, Yimshum Hala Irya, if it's just because of that, wouldn't have a proof, because we could say that Tana Sefer Ligluye Reisha, the Sefer of the Brashah, is really just a revelation of the Reisha. In other words, we could understand the Reisha the exact opposite, like we just suggested. Namely, don't say that the Reisha is only referring to the case where the kosher one is salted and the non-kosher one is not, but that if both of them were salted, then the kosher one would be aser. Therefore, Tana Seifa, Tahar Molech V'Tamei Tafel, that's why the Seifa Dafka teaches us that the kosher one is salted, non-kosher one wasn't salted, Mechal de Reisha, that's Mashma, what's the Reisha referring to? Shnei Meluchin, that both of them are salted. Vafilu Hachi Shari, and even so, the kosher one remains kosher, because it didn't absorb from the non-kosher, and so wouldn't have a raya from here, because we really have two valid understandings of the braisa, each that are the exact opposite of each other. We continue attempting raya, tashma, mi seifa de seifa, take a look at the very end of the braisa. What does it tell us? Avol ma'ya tamei melech v'tar tafel. Let's say it's the other way around, that the non-kosher fish was salted, and the kosher fish was not salted. Aser, then the kosher one is aser. Now that's mashma, the tamei melech v'tar tafel, who the aser? It's only if the non-kosher fish is the salted one, and the kosher fish is not salted, so then it's aser. However, Shnein Meluchin Shari. That could tell us that if both of them were salted, then the kosher fish remains kosher because it doesn't absorb any non-kosher juices. Says the Gemara, not a Raya. Aitana Reisha Tahar Muliach V'Tamei Tafel Tananami Seifa Tamei Muliach V'Tar Tafel. It could just simply be that the Seifa is being taught Atu the Reisha. Since the Reisha, meaning the earlier part of the Braisa, tells us about the kosher one being salted and the non-kosher one not being salted, so the Seifa teaches us the opposite case of the non-kosher one being salted and the kosher one is not salted, and so we can't make any dukum from this last case. Says the Gemara, parentheses, Simon Birsa de Marchanav Kusa. We continue with the number of dinim from Shmuel. Amr Shmuel Shmuel says, Eina Basar Yetzim de Damai. Meat doesn't leave its din of having blood in it, which means we can't consider the meat being free of blood. Elam Kain Melcha Yafa Yafa Medicha Yafa Yafa, unless he salted it very well and washed it very well, is a whole discussion among the Farshim. How much salt needs to be used, how long it needs to be sitting in the salt, how well it has to be washed off. But the general idea is it needs to be salted and washed off very well. Now, Itamar Seder of Hunamar, he tells us, Melech Mediach, it should be salted then washed. And Masisa Tan and Bryce was taught, Mediach umelech mediach, first washed, then salted and washed. Ovalei pligi, there's no machlek as, hada chale betavcha, hada le chale betavcha. Rav Huna was talking about where the butcher already washed it, so once the customer bought it, all he has to do is salt it and wash it. Whereas the braisa is referring to when the butcher didn't wash it, so when the customer buys it, he has to first wash it, then salt it and wash it again. Rav Dimon Arda, machle milcha galanisa, Rav Dimon Arda, he would salt meat with galanisa salt, which is very thick, umenapitzle, and then shake it off. And there's machlek as how to understand this. The basic way is that since his milcha galonisa is very thick, so there's a lot of blood absorbed into it, therefore the meat needs to be shaken off before washing it, as opposed to with thinner salt, you just wash it off right away. You don't have to shake it off beforehand. Now, Rav Sharshi, he tells us, wouldn't have a halachic presumption, a chazakah, that there's blood in the b'nei me'ayim. Namely, if the b'nei me'ayim, the insides of the animal, were cooked without being salted, we say that that's okay because we wouldn't assume there's blood there. Now, tirgma, the explanation of what the b'nei me'ayim is, zakar kashta, referring to the rectum, ume'ayo, and the stomachs, avahadrikanta, which are a certain part of the intestines. Rashi actually uses the word entrail, which is like entrail, and that basically means the insides or part of the intestines. Continuing, Amar Shmuel, he's the next member from Shmuel, ein menichem basar meliach el gabi kli menukev, no placing meat while it's salted, except for on a kli that's perforated as holes, that way the blood can drain out. We've already mentioned this. Now, Rosh Hashas malchle garma garma, Rosh Hashas used to salt one piece at a time. Now, the question is, trema time aloy, why didn't he salt two pieces at a time? Mishum de parash mehayu balahai, is that because the blood leaves one and gets absorbed by the other? Well, chad nami parash mehayu giso balahai giso. When you say that by one as well, the blood is going to leave one side of it and go into the other side. El loishna, really there's no difference. You could salt two pieces of meat together, no issue. Here's our last member, Amr Shmuel Mishum Ruchia, hashayr mafrakta shal behema kaidim shetetz nafsha. If a person breaks the mafrakas, which is basically the neck bone of the animal before the animal fully dies, meaning it's after shechita, but the animal could still be alive for a little bit, and he breaks the neck bone, hareza machbenes habasar, it makes the meat heavy, the gazal sabrius, and it steals from people, umhavli adam bevarim, and it causes the blood to be absorbed into the limbs. What does this mean? So we know that right when the animal is shechted, its body pushes out tons of blood, and the animal actually gives like a sigh or a groan, and that expels tons of blood. However, the person breaks the mafrakas before the animal died, so that sigh or that pain that was caused to it prevents it from giving that sigh, that groan. A lot of the blood stays inside of it, gets reabsorbed into the meat. That's machbid the basar, makes it heavy. And the reason why it's gazal brius is because now that he's selling this meat by weight, people think they're buying a pound of meat, but really a lot of that is blood that shouldn't have been there in the first place. However, now we further clarify this. By the way, that's as follows. Hechi ka'amar, what exactly is he saying? Machbid habasar v'gazal sabrius, making the meat heavy and stealing from people. Mishum demavli adam bevarim, because extra blood is soaked into the limbs. Is that the understanding? But that would be mashma, holiday shapir dami, that if he's not selling it, he's just eating the meat himself, that's okay. Or Dilma, maybe Liday Nami Asr, that it's even also for him to eat the meat, because since his extra blood is absorbed into the limbs and the meat, it's not able to come out properly by salting, and therefore even he's not allowed to eat it. The Gemara concludes, Teku. On to another Mishnah, continue to discuss Basar B'chalav, Hamala So'ayfe Magvina Al-Shulchan. If a person brings a bird, fowl, F-O-W-L, that type of meat, with cheese on a table, Ina Iver B'lay Sase, is not Iver B'lay Sase. The Gemara tells us that's Mashma, that Ha Oichloi Iver B'lay Sase. If a person eats oif with cheese, then he's Iver B'lay Sase. Shma Mino, Basar Oif B'chalav Dairaisa. It's Mashma from here that oif with milk is Asr Dairaisa. We're going to see Machalik's about that in this very next Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, not a right, because Emu, we could really understand the Mishnah as saying as follows, Hamala Oif Magvina Al Shulchan, Einoi Bali De Lo Sase. That if a person brings up oif with cheese at the same table, he's not even going to come to be Iver B'lay Sase, because even if he ends up eating it together, that's not a loisase, so it's not an issue. On the next mission, continue to discuss Basar B'chalav. And over here, it's important to remind ourselves of something that we have mentioned before, and that is that the Pasuk mentions the Isser Basar B'chalav three times. It says, Loisavash al Gedi B'chalev Imai, do not cook a Gedi, a goat, in its mother's milk, three different times. We learn three different Nesirim from here. It's Asr to cook it together, Asr to eat it, and it's even Asr to be Nena, to benefit from Basar B'chalav. So we discuss this further. The Mishnah tells us, Basar Behema Tahira B'chalav Behema Tahira, Asr Lavashal V'Asr Ba'anad. Meat of a kosher animal with milk of a kosher animal is asr to cook, and it's asr to benefit from, and of course, it's asr to eat. However, basar behema tahira, b'chalav behema tameya, basar behema tameya, b'chalav behema tahira, mutar l'vashal mutar b'anav. Meat of a kosher animal with milk of a non-kosher animal, or meat of a non-kosher animal with milk of a kosher animal, is perfectly fine to cook and benefit from, because anyway, one of these things is asr to eat, so there's no isr of cooking it or benefiting from it. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, chaya va'oif ena min atayra. There's no isr da'iraisa of chaya, non-domesticated animal, and oif, bird, with milk. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, "Lois vashal gedi b'chalev imai gimel pa'amim." It says it's three times. Prat l'chayu l'ayfu behemet meya. That excludes three things: non-domesticated animal, bird, and non-kosher animal. The only things that are included in the isser of basar b'chalav is behema, domesticated animals. Now, Rabbi Sagliyamer, he argues and says, "Lois eichel kol nevela. Don't eat any nevela." V'nemar. And in the very same pasuk, it tells us, "Lois vashal gedi b'chalev imai." What do we learn from here? Esra aser mishum nevela aser l'vashal b'chalav. An animal that's aser to eat, if it was nevela, would be aser to cook in milk, and that would include Chaya as well. However, a kosher bird, which would be asr because of nevela if it wasn't shechted properly, you would think that it's asr to cook in milk. So tamalaymar, to that we say, in the milk of its mother, this excludes birds that doesn't have mother's milk, because birds don't produce milk, and therefore there's there's no Isser of Basar B'chalav with Eif, according to Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. However, Chaya, he holds that there is an Isser. Ask the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that Basar B'chalav applies to all kosher domesticated animals? So Rabbi Lazar, he says, Omer Krok, because the Pasuk tells us, Vayishach Yehuda's Gedi Ha'izim, and Yehuda sent the Gedi Ha'izim, which literally means the young goat of the goats. What do we learn from here? Kofi Yom Abez on top, Kan Gedi Izim. Over here, it specifies that it's a Gedi Izim, a young goat of the goats. And it's Mashma, Ha, Komer Gedi Stam, that anytime the Pasuk says the word just Gedi, then Afilu Par Rachel Mashma, that's Mashma, even a para, a cow, or Rachel, which is a female sheep, also called a E-W-E, and that's Lois of Ashel Gedi Bachalevi Moi. It just says plain Gedi, Mashma, all domesticated animals. Ask more, why not say the opposite? Vilelef Mine, let's learn from here. Let's learn Exer Shava, that just like the Gedi by Yehuda is Gedi Izim, so to any other time the Pasuk says Gedi, it means only Izim and not other animals. And the answer is that no, Ksiv Krachwina, we have another Pasuk that tells us, Ves Iris Gedieho Izim, and the skins of the young goats of the goats. Was referring to when Rachel dressed up Yaakov to trick Yitzchak into thinking that he's Esav. She put the Iris Gedieho Izim on him. Now, Kan Gedieho Izim, over here it specifies Gedieho Izim, Hakamakam Shenemer Gedi Stam, that's Mashma. Anytime it just says plain Gedi, like in Lois Mashma Gedi Bechalevi Moi, Afil Pav Rachel Mashma, that's even Mashma other things, not just Gedi. So we're asked the same question, Vilelef Minei, why not learn from here to all places that Gedi means just Gedi and not anything else? And the answer is that no, Havalush thinks of Mabam Ke'echad. There's two psukim that are coming as one, meaning it's two psukim teaching us the same exact thing. Anytime we have two psukim teaches us the same thing, we can't learn from there to anywhere else, because why do we have to have two psukim? We should just have one. Therefore, we can't learn to anywhere else. As we're fine, Honi Chamad Amar Im Lamdin. That's good according to Manda Amar, that when we have Shnei Mabam Ke'echad, we can't learn from there. El Manda Amar Lamdin, Michael Amar, but according to Manda Amar, that we could learn from there. So what are we able to say? Why not learn from these two psukim? Anytime it says Gedi, it means just plain Gedi and not anything else. And the answer is because Trei Miyutei Ksivi, there's two Miyutim, Izim, Ha Izim. We have an extra Hey of Ha Izim, and that tells us that it's limited to just these psukim. And therefore, when it just says plain Gedi, that means other animals as well. We've been discussing Amr Shmuel, he tells us Gedi, the one the pasuk says Leishvashel Gedi Bachalev Imai. That's the rabbis as Hachelev. It's including Chelev, meaning forbidden fats that we know that are usher to eat. If Chelev was cooked with Chalav, ours is also going to be over for Basar B'Chalav. And we're going to continue talking about this at the end of the Amud. Also, Gedi the rabbis Hamesa, that includes a dead animal, meaning it wasn't shechted, it's nevela. Once we chay Basar B'Chalav for that, even though there's already an Isser of nevela. Furthermore, Gedi the rabbis a Shlil, it's coming to include a Shlil, which is a fetus found inside the mother's stomach. There's an Isser of Basar B'Chalav with that. And Gedi Lohoitzias Hadam, it excludes blood. If blood is cooked with Chalav, that's not considered Basar B'Chalav. And also, Gedi Lohoitzias Hashilya, Gedi is excluding a Shilya, which is the afterbirth, where the placenta, if that's cooked with milk, is not a problem. And also, Gedi Lohoitzias Atmeya, the word Gedi is excluding a Tmeya, a non kosher animal. The only Isser of Gedi B'Chalevi Mai is that which the Gedi is permitted to eat. But if it's not permitted to eat, so then there's no Isser of Basar B'Chalav. Furthermore, B'Chalevi Mai, what do we learn from here? V'loy B'Chalav Zachar. Now, with milk from a Zachar, if you have a mutant bull that happened to have developed udders and it has a little bit of milk in it, that milk is not in this Isser of Basar B'Chalav because it has to be able to be a mother, and this bull can't be a mother, so therefore there's no Isser. Also, B'Chalevi Mai, what does that teach us? V'loy B'Chalav Shchuta, not in the milk of a shechted cow. We've already mentioned this before, that if the cow is shechted and afterwards they squeeze the udders, taking milk out, that's not Usser Dairaisa. Maybe Darabon, but not Dairaisa. And lastly, B'Chalevi Mai, V'loy B'Chalev Tmeya, not the milk of a tame animal. Nothing more asked on the first part of this. Hatlasa Gedi Ksivi, it says the word Gedi only three times in the Psukim, Vanan Shisa Darshinon, and over here we're learning six different things from the word Gedi. How's that possible? So our answer is, don't worry, because over Shmuel holds Isser Chal Isser, the one Isser is Chal on another one. Now, just to pause for a second, this is the first explanation of Rashi. However, he asks a question, and based off of that, his second explanation is that we actually take these words Isser Chal Isser out of the Girsa, and we just continue with the following words, the Isser Chelev Umesa Michad Kronafki, the Isser that Basar B'Chalav applies even when Chalav is cooked with Chelev, forbidden fats, or with a dead animal that wasn't shechted properly, it's Nevela. Those are actually learned out of one Pasuk. So Dam Nami Lav Gedihu, Vishulya Nami Pirsha Ba'almahu, blood is not a Gedi. And the Shulya, the afterbirth of placenta, that's just Pirsha, that's just something that's expelled from the animal, it's considered extra, and that's not Gedi either, so that actually doesn't even need a Pasuk to tell us that there's no Isser Basar B'Chalav. Hashulu Treis, turns out we still have two words of Gedi left over for Drasha, and so that's fine. Chad Rabbi is a Shlil, one is including a fetus that's found inside the mother's stomach, there's Isser Basar B'Chalav there, and V'chad L'mut Behema Tameya, one is excluding a non-kosher animal. So really we have the three Psukim for four things, because again, two are learned out of the same Pasuk. So nothing more asked. So Shmuel Isser Chal Isser. Does Shmuel really hold that one Isser is Chal and another? It's Mashma from the first Drasha regarding Chelev and Mesa that there's an Isser Basar B'Chalav that Isser is Chal Isser. Remember, what does this mean? That's when we have one Isser, which is already in existence, and now you're trying to come and tack another Isser onto that. So let's just take the first example. We have the Isser of Chelev. It's already Usser to eat these forbidden fats, and now a person cooks milk with them, and now you want to say that now we're adding on the Isser of Basar B'Chalav, but that's Isser Chal Isser. We're trying to tack one Isser onto another. another. By the fact that Shmuel says that there's a chiyuv over here, it must be that he holds that Isser chal Isser. Now, the problem with that is that Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Lezer, that's the proper gear. So Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Lezer, the man in the kain tamei she'achal truma tamei she'enu misa. How do we know if a kain who is tamei, who ate truma, which is tamei, he's not chayv misa b'dei shamayim, even though we know that a kain who is tamei, who eats tahor truma, is chayv misa b'dei shamayim, but if he's eating tamei truma, he's not chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, umesu bai ki chaluhu. And he's going to die through it or because of it, because he was mechal and he profaned it. What do we learn from here? Pra'al Azud excludes this. It's already profaned because the truma is already tameh, so the kohen is not considered like he profaned it by eating in a state of tumah. And so we see that ain iser chal iser. And since we already have an existing iser of the truma being tameh, we're not able to tack on another iser of the kohen himself being tameh. What do we do with this? So we have three different answers. Either we can answer that ba'alma iser chal iser. Really, Shmuel does hold iser chal iser. It's just the shani hasim. In that case, the truma is different. Demiat rachmanu mesu bay. The Torah has a miut. It specifies he's going to die through it. That's only when he's tameh, but not when the truma is tameh. Ibai said, alternatively, we can answer the other way around. But Alma Kasavar Shmuel ain Isser Chal Isser. Really, Shmuel holds that Isser is not Chal Isser. Vashani Hacha, in our case of Chalev with Chalev is different, through Rabbi Rachmana Gedi, because the Pasuk has a Reboy, has this extra word of Gedi, and so that's why Dafka here Isser is Chal Isser. Ibai said, another answer is Hadi Dehad Rabbi. One is his own Shita, one is his Rabbi's Shita. This member that he's quoting, Beshem Rabbi Lezer, that ain Isser Chal Isser, that's Rabbi Lezer's Shita, but his own personal Shita is that Isser is Chal Isser. Another question, Bamineer of Chavi Barami May Rav. That was a big machlok, because it's really Rav. Maybe it's Rava, maybe it's Rabba. Either which way, Rav Chaim Bar Army asks this question: Hamashba Chalev Gedi Shaloi Hinika Mahu. Let's say cooked meat in milk of a goat that had not yet nursed. In other words, this goat is nearing the end of its pregnancy, so it already started developing milk. However, it never actually gave birth. What's it in? Do we say that since the pasuk tells us Bachalev Imoi, that means it has to have been a mother already, meaning it has to have given birth, and this one didn't give birth yet, or maybe it just has to be able to give birth, and this one is about to give birth. That's why it started developing milk, and therefore he would be chayav for Basar B'chalev. So our Malay, he responded to him, is Shrichal Shmuel Memer B'chalev Imay V'lay B'chalev Zachar. Since Shmuel had to tell us above, the Chalev Imay tells us that only in a female's milk and not in a milk that was produced by a male. What do we learn from here? Zachar Hu D'lo Yasil Chal Eim. A male doesn't even come to being a mother. There isn't a possibility of a male animal having a child, even if it happened to have developed udders. Aval Hai, but this one they're talking about, Kim D'Bal Chal Eim, since it's in the category of a mother, it could be a mother, and it's actually about to be a mother, Usher, so then its milk is problematic. And continue to discuss the case from above. Itmar was stated, Hamavashal Chelev B'chalav. Chelev, these forbidden fats, were cooked with chalav, with milk. So Rav Amir Rav Asi, they argue about this. Chanamur, one of them says, Loika, a person gets malchus for basar b'chalav. V'chanamur, ainu loika, the other one says he doesn't get malchus for basar b'chalav. Now we're suggesting, Lame Hakamithically, let's say this is their machlokes. Demandamur loika, according to the one that says he gets malchus, Kasavar Isser Chal Isser. He holds that one Isser is Chal, another Isser. Even though we already have the Isser of Chelev, we could still tack on the Isser of basar b'chalav. Whereas Demandamur ainu loika, the one says, no malchus, Kasavar ain Isser Chal Isser. He says no Isser Chal Isser. Therefore, we only have the Isser of Chelev, no Isser of Basar B'chalav, so he doesn't get Malkus for that. Says Gemara Loi, that's not necessarily the explanation. It could be the Kuli Alma in Isser Chal Isser, that everyone agrees Isser is not Chal Isser, and really Achil the Kuli Alma Loi Pligi de Loi Laki. No one argues, meaning everyone agrees, that in regards to eating this Chelev and Chalav, he's not going to get Malkus for eating Basar B'chalav, because again, in Isser Chal Isser, Ki Pligi, so what's Machloikas? Abishal, if there's a Chi of Malkus for cooking it together. Madam Loika, the one who says he gets Malkus, that's because Chadisuruhu, it's only one Isser. Since there's no Isser of cooking Chelev, the only Isser that we could possibly have regarding cooking over here is Basar B'chalav. The Basar over here is the Chelev, so that means there would be an Isser of Basar B'chalav to cook the Chelev and Chalav, and that's what you'd get Malkus for. Because again, it's just one Isser for cooking. Whereas Amandar Ma'enu, like the one who says he doesn't get Malkus, why would that be? Because L'Hachi Apgar Rachmanu L'Achil B'Lashon Bishol, it's specifically for that reason that the Torah Asr is eating Basar B'chalav, but it uses the Lashon of Bishol. And that's a Talos, Kofi Yudal Amar Alfa on top, Kivan to Al-Achilo L'Laki, since he's not going to get Malkus for eating in this specific case, because Ein Isser Chal Isser, so Bishol Nami L'Laki, he's not even Michayev for Bishol. Vekadarmi, and some say that it's the exact opposite. Abishol Kuliyamaloi Pligi the Lucky. Everyone agrees that he does get Malkus for the Bishol, because as we just said, there's only one potential Isser of Bishol here. That would be cooking Chelev with Chalav, as he's Chayev for the Basar B'Chalav aspect of that. Whereas Kipligi, what's Machlokes? A'achila. He's going to get Malkus for eating Basar B'Chalav. Madamar, Ein Loike, according to one who doesn't get Malkus, to Ein Isser Chal Isser, because Isser is not Chal and Isser. Whereas the Madamar Loike, the one who says he does get Malkus, why would that be? That's because Lahachi Apgar Achmon La'achila B'Lashon Bishol. It's not for this reason that Torah Asr's Achila, but uses a Lashon of Bishol, Kivin to Abishol Laki, since in this particular case, he's going to get Malkus for the Bishol. A'achila Nami Laki, he's also going to get Malkus for the Achila, even though there's already an Isser Basar of Chelev, still we've somehow found a loophole or have kind of gotten around that because of the Basar B'chalav aspect. Alternatively, we've told a different answer, Mar Amar Chad or Mar Amar Chad of Leplegi. Each one is addressing one aspect of this and they're not arguing. The one who says gets Malkus is referring to the Bishal aspect. The one who says he doesn't get Malkus is referring to the eating aspect. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.